Well, it was a good win over the Cheetahs, and they hadn't been winning too many of the Reds, so it was required. Good morning, Ben Daly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You needed that win.
Oh, didn't we what? It was good to finish the tour on a high, that's for sure.
Desperate, I'm sure. What's going on up there?
Oh, look, we felt we'd been there or thereabouts the last few outings. Just one of those things that were, all athletes talk about consistency in their team, and we haven't had that, and we haven't won in South Africa since 2011. So to be able to get a victory, albeit by one point, we'll take that any day of the week.
Absolutely. In Bloemfontein, that victory came up over the Cheetahs, which was quite remarkable. I guess it gives a sense of belief as well now.
It does. So we've been out of the winning circle for a number of weeks now. So to be able to win like that in the 80th minute, it does give the boys a little bit of a boost, particularly against the Hurricanes, which are top of the table at the moment.
To keep
up next week.
Yeah, mate. To keep the confidence up through a low spell, from a winning point of view, I mean, how's that been achieved?
It's been tough. There's no doubt about it. The boys have spent a lot of time together on tour, and it's probably been good that we've been able to go to South Africa and spend that time together. Sometimes you just got to keep pushing through and keep staying positive and have faith that things will turn. It's not perfect by any means, the performance on the weekend, but it is something to work on and be able to say that we have won in South Africa for the first time in a number of years. It does give the boys a great boost, and we're looking forward to getting out there again this weekend, this Sunday.
Ben, you've been there for the whole roller coaster, really, in that Queensland Reds organisation, haven't you? You know, from the tough times in the beginning to the highs as well, and now probably from an outsider looking in, there appears to be plenty of turmoil. You know, how is the feeling in the camp?
Yeah, it would seem that it's gone full circle,
yeah.
But the camp is staying positive. We've had a number of injuries. I know we don't like to look at excuses or anything like that, but when we have everyone back on deck, we do play some really, really good footy, and we just need to make sure that we're getting everyone back on the park as soon as possible. You know, there's the flashes of play that we've played brilliantly, and also there's been flashes of play where we've played very poorly. So it's all about, like I said, getting that consistency and making sure that the 80-minute performance is coming thick and fast.
James O'Connor, mate, how's he travelling?
Oh, as you saw on the weekend, he's going great guns.
Yes.
It's good to see that his form is coming into the fore sooner rather than later. And unfortunately, he's had a bit of a soft start to the season in terms of injury. But it's good to see that he's breaking lines and busting tackles and setting up tries left, right and centre.
Yeah, and I guess the drama surrounding contract talks with Quade Cooper and all that sort of thing, Ben, does that affect the rest of the squad or is that just all Quade?
Oh, it's all part and parcel of professional sporting environment. Blokes are looking at different avenues all the time. You know, there's always contract negotiations going on, and as soon as you start getting bogged down in that, that's when you start playing poor football, and then we can't concentrate on that. It's out of our control, and we're just looking at, you know, getting more wins on the board.
Mate, can I ask you about your work for the charity? You've got your headgear that changes. So this year you'll be playing for 16 charities, and you've got a saying that everyone sort of knows now, be great, do good. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the Be Great, Do Good campaign is an idea that I came up with around September last year when Australian rugby was getting absolutely slammed through all forms of media, social and mainstream media, for a number of different reasons. And as a player, it was really difficult to see that. To see that the game that we grew up loving getting criticised to the hilt. And I wanted to come up with an idea that was unique, that showed the public and the fans that the game is played by gentlemen, and all the goodwill and the values that we grew up loving still exist in the game today. And I wanted to do it in a way that got the on-field and off-field synergies working together. And I've worn a headgear my whole career, and I thought that'd be a good vehicle to drive it. And hence, I came up with this campaign to support a different charity every single week through the use of my headgear. Each headgear is unique to that charity in terms of the logos and colours and whatnot. And Be Great, Do Good, Be Great on the field, do good off it. Came up with that, and it's had such a great response from the public that I'm really happy that all the charities are getting the credit they deserve.
And, mate, for our listeners, how do they get involved? You know, just say they'd like to get involved, and maybe is there a bidding process that goes forward for your headgear after every game?
Yeah, the Queensland Reds have been great in supporting this campaign. And so if you get on their website, theredsrugby.com.au, there's a landing page for the Be Great, Do Good campaign, which has links to all the websites of the charities and how to donate all the charities that have gone before this season. So they've been great in doing that. And there's been some great responses. The Live Out Loud Foundation, for example, the headgear that I wore for that went for $1,500 at auction. So
brilliant, mate.
Been going great.
It's terrific what you're doing, Ben, and let's hope the Reds can start winning consistently.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you, mate. Ben Daly there, the Reds prop, and the Reds back at Suncorp this week, taking on the Hurricanes. That'll be 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.